The top commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan will spend part of this week in that country. General Tommy Franks will meet with Afghan and Pakistani officials still hunting for al-Qaeda and Taliban members. Today, British troops announced they'd discovered another large trove of weapons in the eastern part of the country. But the biggest news was in the capital, where a former member of President Hamid Karzai's cabinet launched a stinging attack on the legitimacy of the country's brand new government. NPR's Ivan Watson is in Kabul. Ivan, what more can you tell us?
Korva, Yunus Kanuni is the interior minister of the outgoing government. He was replaced by Karzai just about a week ago. Kanuni says that Karzai's new government, that half of it was never approved by a grand national assembly that was meeting here in the Afghan capital earlier this month for 9 days, and that assembly, its job was to approve the new government and to approve the structure of the new government. On the last day of the assembly, Karzai gave a speech during which he just created 3 vice presidential posts and said that he could only propose a handful of names for the new government for cabinet ministerial positions, and he held on. He refused to publish the rest of those names until after the assembly had stopped. So this is Kanuni's argument that the new government is not completely constitutionally legitimate. This was a thinly veiled challenge to Hamid Karzai and to his authority as a newly elected president from one of the country's most powerful military leaders.
Now, at the same time, I understand British soldiers have discovered another weapons cache. How significant is this?
This is actually something that seems to take place every couple of weeks. U.S.-led coalition forces announced that they find troves of weapons. This one does sound to be larger than in recent months. We're talking about rockets, mortars, plastic explosives, bomb-making devices that were found in a village near the Afghan border with Pakistan. What we're not hearing about, though, is of fighting taking place between the U.S.-led coalition forces and al-Qaeda and Taliban guerrillas. We know that they were here in large numbers 6-8 months ago. It's a sign of how elusive these guerrilla fighters are. In the meantime, some of the contributing countries to the coalition against terror here in Afghanistan seem to be growing impatient. The British government recently announced it would be pulling its troops out during the next month. There are more than 1,000 Royal Marines that have been stationed here for the past 2 months, and they have yet to engage the enemy in any combat.
Ivan, speaking of British fighting troops, British peacekeepers are being phased out too. They're going to be replaced by peacekeeping troops from Turkey. But Interim President Karzai says he needs even more.
That's right, Korva. The British peacekeepers have made up the bulk of the peacekeepers on the ground here in the Afghan capital. They've also been commanding the 19-nation, almost 5,000-man deployment here in the Afghan capital, and they've been very popular. They've been viewed as quite successful. There was a handover ceremony just a few days ago with marching bands and a flag-lowering ceremony, and the Turkish flag was raised. Now, in his comments at that ceremony, President Hamid Karzai stated that he would expect the international community to deploy peacekeepers outside of Kabul should an emergency arise. This has been a bit of a debate between Hamid Karzai and the United Nations, which has also lobbied for expansion of these peacekeepers to other parts of Afghanistan, a debate between them and the U.S. and other donor countries, which are against this. They say that Afghanistan should be responsible for its own security, and they've proposed and they are sending money and instructors to build an Afghan national army.
Now, if Hamid Karzai doesn't get additional peacekeepers, could there be real trouble?
There could be trouble, Korva. The United Nations recently complained directly to Hamid Karzai about incidents of lawlessness in the north of the country around Mazar-i Sharif, including the recent gang rape of an international aid worker there. He evidently cannot create law and order in that area, and he said he may need to rely on international peacekeepers to be sent to other parts of the country.
NPR's Ivan Watson in Kabul. Thanks, Ivan.
Thank you, Korva.